The Czech men's tennis number one, Tomáš Berdych, crowned his best season to date by qualifying for the prestigious eight-player ATP World Tour Finals for the first time ever. But the world number six had little to celebrate in London, apart, that is, from a win over Andy Roddick, which interrupted a poor run of form that began when he reached his first-ever Grand Slam final at Wimbledon. The Czech had lost his opening round-robin match at the World Tour Finals to Novak Djokovic of Serbia, while any hope he had of making it through to the next stage was extinguished by Spain's Rafael Nadal, who beat him 7-6, 6-1 on Friday. After that match, Berdych said the unflattering scoreline didn't perhaps tell the whole story.
The score maybe makes things look worse than they really were. The games were well balanced. The first set definitely was. After the match, I'm certainly down about it. It's annoying. But it was a good season. Definitely the best I've ever had.
The Czech Republic's leading downhill skier, Šárka Záhrobská, must have come to regard Aspen as a charmed venue, having won the slalom there two times in a row. But Záhrobská's luck at the US resort seemed to run out this year, when she finished way down in 12th, her first time outside the elite top 10 since January 2009.
I would have been bothered about it even if I'd come 8th or 9th and inside the top 10. I definitely want to finish a lot better than 12th. I think I would have been unsatisfied even to finish around 6th.
Moving on to speed skating, and Martina Sablikova is going through a disappointing spell by her high standards, having not yet come first in any race this season. In her third meeting of the winter, the double Olympic champion and world record holder came second in the 5,000 metres and eighth in the 1,500 metres in Norway's Hamar at the weekend. Sablikova, who missed the first meet of the season through illness, will no doubt be hoping to make the most of the free month she now has in front of her to get fully fit and back to her world-beating best. Football now, and the second highest scorer in the history of the Czech national team, Milan Baroš, made his latest return from injury on Sunday. The 29-year-old, who's been suffering from a persistent thigh problem, came on as a second-half substitute for Galatasaray in the Istanbul derby against Beşiktaş. However, Gala were already down 1-0 by that point and went on to lose 2-1. While most players in the Czech League are on their winter break, Sparta Prague have two more games to go in the Europa Liga before Christmas. The first of them is away to Palermo on Thursday, with 1 point enough to see them through to the knockout stage. By the way, Sparta's Boni Wilfried currently leads the goals table in the competition with 5. That's all the sport for today.